The Lord be with you. A reading from the beginning of the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with the Word, with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This is he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. I had a little trouble with that this morning. It wasn't even the names. It's a very powerful gospel, and for many reasons, and in many ways, you know, when we get this in the beginning, right at the beginning of the Gospel of John, in the beginning, right, we have this hearkening back to the first chapter of Genesis and the creation account. In the beginning, right? So, whatever story John is going to tell here, and whatever story it is that Jesus is going to feature in, it's going to be related to the story of God and his creation, God and his good creation. And we'll see what that means certainly as we make our way through the Gospel of John. But there's something interesting I just want to make, really, one point today, if I can find it. Yes. "And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth." We saw his glory. God's glory is seen in his becoming a person. I don't get that look. I don't see that look on your face like, "That is insane. That is insane. What do you mean?" Because we still hold on to this, like, okay, well, God's glory would be like lightning bolts and annihilating people, or giving people wings, or, I mean, any number of crazy things. That would be God's glory. God's glory would be, maybe that was the flood, or maybe it was prosperity for all peoples, or whatever. God's glory is in his becoming a human being. I just think that so much of what is passed off even today, I think, as like spiritual life, seems to me to be an escape from our humanity. Okay, so I had great advice for someone in the confessional the other day. I said, "You're a turd." Yeah, no, I'm serious. I said, "Now I'm a turd, right? But you're a turd." And all I'm saying is, grab hold of the stuff that makes you human. Own it. He owned it. God himself owned what it meant to be a human being. Why are you not owning it? And when you own it, you are who you are. Now you can let God enter that. He doesn't really want to leave you there as a turd, you know, and it's not, a turd is just stuff, you know what I mean? It's not, it's really not supposed to be that offensive, and he or she got a good laugh out of it. I'm not going to, won't even reveal that to you. His glory is revealed to us in his becoming a person. That means also that we can reveal his glory by being what it means to be human. But we have to own it. We shouldn't run from it or escape from it. And you know what? Yeah, like, what are we? Sure, we're weak. He was weak. He made himself weak. God himself. God made himself weak. He needed his diaper changed. He needed to be fed. He needed to be bathed. Right? He made himself weak. He had a need for community. I had a need to share his life because he's human, right? So we have those needs as well. What did he do that we can imitate to live the blessed life that he lived? Is that he offered himself whole and entire to God his Father. That's what allowed him to be vulnerable and weak and then ultimately powerless by our worldly standards, that true power might be seen in him. Powerless. He gave himself away, right? Totally self-forgetful. Give, 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 give. That's it. All he was doing was living the life of the Trinity in the flesh, in our humanity, which means that when we embrace our humanity, when we embrace his humanity, which is wholly offered to God, when we find ourselves living to God through and with and in him, we're going to find real glory for ourselves. And we're going to find real power that looks completely different than what the world has to offer. We're going to find real riches and strength. We're going to find riches in giving ourselves away, in impoverishing ourselves for others. Right? But that is what God's glory looks like. That, the baby and the cross, and whatever other image of him you want. That's God's glory. He has made himself known to us. And we are to trust. How could we not? How could we not trust him? And follow him where he goes, how he goes. Follow him. And so live that blessed life that he lived once for us. It's ours for the taking.